Hey everyone, thank you for listening to the Antelope Island State Park podcast. My name is Trish and I am the park naturalist at Antelope Island. It's been so fun to bring in guest hosts for recent episodes of the podcast. Really nice to not listen to my own voice for a minute, and they've offered some really fun perspectives on some of the resources out on the park. If you haven't had a chance to listen to Madison, Natalia, and the group of students from Weber State who helped with some of the episodes going back to May, I hope you will. And there will be some more episodes like those coming up. But I wanted to check in because I heard a rumor that I wasn't around anymore. So I didn't want you to think that I'd left. I won't ever leave this place willingly. I really do love it so much. So you can't shake me off. I am still here. I'm still living my best life on Antelope Island and experiencing pure magic every day. Every single day. I am so grateful to be a part of this agency and this park, and for this episode, I wanted to share some of the reasons why. And now, it's not lip service when I say I do love my job. I really, truly hit the jackpot when I started working here 10 years ago, 10 years this year. And sharing the magic of this place with our visitors and seeing their awe and wonder is really what fuels me. That stuff that we see so often. We joke around here that bison are just like squirrels. We see them all the time. So to us, it's not a big deal. And we take those things for granted. But the resources out here are really novel to the visitors and people that are seeing these things for the first time. And seeing their excitement makes me excited. It's very cool. That is what I get to do all day, is just share in other people's excitement. So what type of stuff are we looking at here? What gets people, our visitors and me, so excited? It starts with even the smallest grain of sand out here. Really unique sand granules on Great Salt Lake beaches that are round because they are built up with minerals instead of broken down. Like a typical beach sand that you would think of in your head is really angular, and it's created by breaking big rocks into small rocks from erosion, right? The sand at Great Salt Lake is built up from a tiny speck, and it does create little marbles or ball bearings. And those little tiny balls catch people off guard several times a year. Because they try to drive on it, and they bury their four-wheel drive, sometimes brand new trucks, to the door frames. That part isn't magic. Please stop doing it. No matter how fancy your four-wheel drive truck is, it cannot drive across oolitic sand. Oolitic is the type of sand that we have out here. That's that round concentric circles type sand. Now, at first glance, the sand does just look like any old sand. But when I show visitors a handful of it in magnifying glass, there is awe there. It's so unique and found in so few places. So just take some time and really focus, pay attention to some of these little things, because there is magic there. So while you're on the north end of the island, after you're done taking a close look at our oolitic sand, while you're up on the north end by our beaches, look north across the lake, and sometimes you can see the train crossing on the railroad causeway across the north arm of the lake. This causeway is 20 miles away, but when conditions are perfect, the sun's angle is just right, the atmosphere works its magic, you can sometimes even see individual train cars crossing. I don't see it often. But when I do, it just stops me in my tracks. It's truly magical. I've even been on the Lakeside Loop hike. That's the little one that goes just around Buffalo Point along the shoreline. And from there, from the north side of that trail, I could hear the train across the lake. So this is your reminder. When you're here, or anywhere really, slow down and take a pause. Soak in what's around you. Or in this case, notice what's happening 20 miles away. Because even from that distance, you can still see it sometimes and even hear it. It's really remarkable. Winter. Winter is my favorite time of year out here, and you know this if you are a podcast listener. It is amazing. There is so much magic to be found out here in the winter. First of all, because the island doesn't receive as much precipitation as the Wasatch Front, we get to offer year-round hiking and biking on the island. Snowshoes are rarely needed out here. The island is so quiet and calm in the winter, and the wildlife is more active. So sometimes, usually early in the morning, when I'm out just getting ready for the day, I feel like I've just been dropped into a scene from a Nature Channel documentary. It's just magical. If you take a photo, in that one photo, you might capture bison and mule deer and pronghorn and jackrabbits and porcupines and coyotes and so many birds all in the same photo. The magic is just, it's hard to describe. It's really amazing in the winter and so peaceful and quiet. But you need to come experience that for yourself. We are open every day of the year. So come explore the island in the winter. You will not regret it. Now, if you come out early enough on a winter morning, the island is lined with different animal tracks. And I like to follow along when I can and see if there was any drama, just to kind of see what those tracks, what story those tracks are telling me. Like if there's a rabbit track and coyote tracks in the same area, and then one jolts to the side, you know, what happened there? Who startled who and who won? you do want to get an early start though, because the tracks don't last long before they get trampled by other critters. And also the snow just melts out here pretty quickly. And we don't get a lot of it. So as soon as the sun comes up, it usually melts off pretty quick. Keep in mind too that our campgrounds are open year round. So you can also stay with us and get a really early start even before those gates open. Now, often in the winter, we will see just the most amazing little tiny ice crystals in the air. It's not snow, and it's not hail or anything like that. It's like glitter. I don't know how to describe it. It's really just like pixie dust. And the sun is shining and the air is calm, but everything just sparkles and glistens. I don't know, frozen sunlit fog? I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's beautiful and it makes me feel like a Disney princess. I really love it. Another little bit of magic that I haven't been able to wrap my head around, and I can't understand it, but all of the fresh water needed for all of the living creatures on the island, all of the plants, all of the wildlife, all of us, all of that water comes from the island. Every drop of fresh water on the island comes from natural freshwater springs on this 28,000 acre rock in the middle of a lake, several times saltier than the ocean. I don't understand it. I don't think anyone has ever tried to explain it to me, but I don't have a geology brain. I don't understand how it works. I don't know why it isn't salty. I can tell you that it is full of minerals, and you can experience that yourself at our drinking fountain at the visitor center, or any of the potable water stations around the park. It's all spring water from the island. It's magic or witchcraft. I don't understand. The weather can be really wild out here. The air can just be dead calm 1 minute, and then wind gusts blowing dome tents across the beach the next minute. I make a point to go hiking the morning after a heavy rain and windstorm, and I recommend that you do that also, or just get out and hang out at a trailhead. The smell of the earth and the sage out here on a cool morning after a hard storm is indescribable. I wish I could describe it so that I could get a candle maker or somebody to sell that scent to me. It's really amazing. So see what I'm doing here. I teased you with a podcast about magic, but it's all so amazing. I can't really describe it. You just have to come out and experience it. There's magic and history out here. The Fieldingar Ranch and the Frary Homestead are home to a lot of magic. The fact that entire families could live on this island, sustainably living off the land with such an unforgiving environment, is just amazing. The storms and the wind and the rain are so harsh sometimes. The Frary Homestead is especially amazing to me. It's not a popular trail, so you're often going to be at the homestead just by yourself. And if you sit on one of the several benches up there and just put yourself in that place, in that moment when the Frary family were there, and just imagine where you'd grow and store your food and what your children would do for fun and how you'd get to town for supplies if they were needed. We didn't have a causeway then. It really gives you a good appreciation for the land and the ingenuity of the people who lived here. Now, if you walk down into the grove of trees below the ranch house down at Fielding Gar Ranch, you're going to be surrounded by just really lush trees, flowing spring water. It's so many bird songs, it's almost overwhelming. It's really an amazing little ecosystem, and it's so different from most of the island. Just in that little tiny space, it's really amazing. There is also a pair of great horned owls that nest in or around this grove of trees every year, so you can usually see those. You can. I have a terrible vision for camouflage wildlife. They all look like trees to me. But the good news for me and you, if you also have a hard time spotting wildlife like that, is that there are usually volunteers down there to help point in the general direction of where those owls are. So it makes it easier to find them. Okay, one last bit of magic to share. Clear nights at Antelope Island. The night sky is spectacular at the park. You really can see the cloud of the Milky Way across the whole sky. Now, of course, it's not Goblin Valley dark, but the fact that it is as dark as it is, as close as we are to the city, is really amazing. It's not just the stars, though. If you come out early enough and stick around through a sunset and dusk, you'll start to hear the coyotes yipping in the distance, and the sound of cars and other humans start to quiet down. And the silence and the changing light and the coyotes and the monster mule deer that start to emerge from the stands of sagebrush that are out here. And then you have the grand finale of the stars coming out. It's really magical. I could go on. There's so much to explore out here and so many experiences that change as the day progresses or as the seasons change. Even if you think you've seen it all, I hope I've inspired you to come out, maybe at a different time of day than usual. Slow down a little bit and pay attention to some small and magical details. Antelope Island State Park is open every day from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. If you have any feedback or suggestions for the podcast, please send those to me at tackley@utah.gov. Your park is open daily from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can find us online at antelopeisland.utah.gov, Facebook at Antelope Island SP, Instagram at Antelope Island State Park, Twitter at Antelope SP, and our YouTube channel is at Antelope Island State Park. See you on the island.